Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you stayed up late last night and you watched that game, it, for me, was one of the most memorable baseball games I've watched in my entire life. It was one of the best baseball games I've watched in my entire life. In 18 innings on a Freddie Freeman home run, yes, in the 18th inning, in the middle of the night, the Dodgers win. They take a 2-1 lead, and a man named Shohei Ohtani, he didn't reach once, didn't reach three times, didn't reach five times, didn't reach seven times. He reached first base and often went right by it nine times. And he's now going to be the starting pitcher tonight, which seems about as improbable as possible. A man who knows World Series success, the Hall of Famer, a man who grew up in St. Paul, but Dave, he's told me many times he wishes he would have grown up in Golden Valley, my town.
Oh, really?
He's told me that many times.
East side, baby.
He always thought he wanted to be a Golden Valley guy. Paul Molitor is here. Just a reminder of what my friend Mr. Molitor did in the 97 World Series. He hit 500 with 12 hits in six games, two doubles, two triples, two home runs, eight RBIs. That is spectacular, my friend. That is what a human being does at the highest, highest level. I'm not convinced Shohei Ohtani is a human being.
Well, if they played a little bit longer last night, Chad, he might have done it in one game. So it's just, and I have to tell you, by the way, my older daughter is a Golden Valley resident.
Thank you. There we go.
I frequent your neighborhood.
Thank you. I like it. How much of last night's game did you see?
Well, excuse me. My disclaimer is that I was at the Starkey Hearing Foundation gala last night.
Great event.
And it was at the Armory, which I hadn't been in since they renovated however many years ago.
Oh.
Sat with Aaron Jones at my table.
Sure.
Just a quick shout out, Bill and Tanny Austin continue to do amazing work around the globe, bringing hearing to their goal of over a billion people, which is incredible, but it was a good night. So I'm monitoring
the game. Can we just stop there for a second? Because you are so right. They are trying to touch a billion people in hearing. And when you hear that, that is just breathtaking.
Well, when you think about that number, you know, we're talking about a global population of 7 billion, that over a billion people have some type of hearing disorder, if you will. And they just continue to travel. They raised funds last night. The contributions of so many people were phenomenal. And they're continuing their mission. They're not slowing down. So
it was
wonderful.
Yep.
Aaron Jones was at my table, had a nice little conversation with him. And, you know, Elton John performed for way longer than I thought he would. And
How long did he play?
I think he probably played seven or eight songs, Chad, maybe 45 minutes or so. And he still got game.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty good.
And then on the other side of the armory, ballroom, whatever you would call it, when he finished, Kevin Costner's band took over the stage.
Really?
But that was, so I'm watching my phone. I'm trying to keep up with the game. Okay, Ohtani's got a second homer. It's 5-5. So I get home about midnight.
Yeah.
And I had 2 more hours of baseball.
Yes, you did.
So it was just one for the ages. To think about Ohtani getting on base 9 times. I don't know if you call home runs getting on base, circling the base more appropriate. And now he's just by the way, he's going to come back and he's going to be the starting pitcher. So
right. I mean, you're a Hall of Famer. You played with Robin Yount. You went up against the best. And I'm not saying he's the best hitter I've ever seen. I'm not saying he's the best pitcher I've ever seen. But what he's doing at both is such a high level, Paul. It's like I have friends who are like, okay, how do you compare him with these other all-time athletes? And I'm like, you can't, because these skills, you don't duplicate it, right? I'm sure when you were creating, you pitched some, right? But to think...
Right.
At the peak of your powers, when you were one of the best players in the game, that every 5 days you would be going out there and pitching, that just stretches credulity.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know how you compare it. You know, you go back in history, and certainly, you know, Babe Ruth way back when, and then you have multi-sport athletes like Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders. But this takes it to another level, and I have to tip my cat reluctantly to the Dodgers and how they have – they have enough depth and enough resources to really, you know, just gear up for October. You know, they kind of meander their way through the season. They know they're going to get to the playoffs. You know, Blake Snell doesn't pitch a lot. Glasnow doesn't pitch a lot. Ohtani, they probably could have ramped him up sooner, but they didn't.
Yep.
Full knowing that if he's going to pitch into late October and possibly November, this is the best path for that to have a chance to be successful, and they were certainly right in how they mapped that out.
Okay, so when you're watching that game and you have a World Series ring with the Blue Jays, are you just 100% Blue Jays, or is there enough distance, or how are you consuming the game?
More so as a fan of the game and postseason baseball. You know, I faced some of these questions with the Brewers being in it this year.
Sure.
And for a small iota of a time frame, you know, I'm thinking, hey, maybe the Brewers will play the Blue Jays come the Fall Classic.
Yeah.
But, I had a chance to go down and throw out the first pitch in Game 5 against the Cubs in Milwaukee, and that was fantastic. And I'm pulling for Toronto maybe a little bit more so, first for my connection to having a chance to be a Blue Jay, but also knowing that fan base. 32 years is a long time, as Twins fans know.
Mm-hmm.
When it starts, you start talking decades instead of years. You're happy, and Toronto. I'll tell you, Chad. We had 4 million people when I played there. That's 50,000 a night for 80 games. But when you go to Minnesota, it was the fans from Winnipeg, and you go to Seattle, and it's the fans from, you know, Vancouver, and you go to Detroit, and they come across the border there. It's just a national phenomenon with only one team representing that country. So I must say that I'm happy for their opportunity, and I'm hoping that they can find a way to at least extend the series back to Toronto this weekend.
This is the Hall of Famer, Paul Molitor. We're talking about just the exceptional ball game last night. Freeman's home run wins it, 18th inning, 6-5. As we said, Shohei reaches 9 times. Now he's pitching tonight. I'm guessing you've had a chance to see some of the earlier fielding defensive plays, whichever vernacular you want to offer up, because that made it just reach a different level, Paul. It's just one thing for it to be zeros for as long as it was, but both teams had 2 or 3 plays when you're like, is that AI or is that real? Because they pulled it off so perfectly.
No, I did have a chance to go back and recap some of the action that I had missed live. You know, there was a couple of miscues, too, that on the Dodgers end that kind of led to that 3-run homer.
For sure.
But just, you know, in those moments to be able to step up and not only make the physical aspect of the play, but to have the mental capacity and wherewithal to understand where the ball needs to go next to possibly record an out on the bases. It was phenomenal, and I think that added to the overall intrigue of the game. One thing that I did notice, and I think that John Smoltz had a little bit of it last night, you could see that players were trying to end the game with one swing.
For sure.
And it's unfortunate. It's kind of almost a subconscious act by players when they get in that position. You know, everyone's dreamt about hitting a walk-off home run in the World Series, but in reality, you know, to get a leadoff guy on and somehow get him in the scoring position, the Blue Jays had very minimal chances that those last 8, 9, 10 innings, while the Dodgers seemed to have traffic almost every inning, but they just couldn't cash it in until finally Freeman put it to rest.
Well, and also, and you played out there some, there were two balls hit, Will Smith and Hernandez, where both guys are absolutely convinced it's gone. Just from your perspective, talk about Dodger Stadium, that location, Chavez Ravine.
Sure.
And when it gets later in night and how the ball just travels at a very different pace.
Well, it's kind of true around the game, but more so and more prevalent in the West Coast ballparks. Oakland was like that for a long time. It was helped somewhat when they enclosed the outfield. Anaheim's the same way. You know, you hit a ball in a day game, and it's, you know, there's no doubt where it's going. But as the nighttime air starts to, you know, seep its way in, it just really cuts down on distance. You could tell, particularly on Will Smith's ball, the way he reacted, and, you know, I wouldn't say the bat flip, but you look at the
very close.
You look at the numbers. You know, whatever, 108 exit velocity at a 29-degree launch angle, whatever it is they throw at you, and yes, that's a home run most of the time. But that heavy air out there on the West Coast certainly changes the dynamics of how far a ball is going to travel at that time of the night.
Well, I'm watching with my gal, and when Smith hits it, I go, "That's gone." She goes, "How do you know?" I go, "Look at him," and you know that's a billion times better than me. The player knows it, and in that case, because of the marine layer, whatever. So let's now get to Kershaw coming in the game. Here is, I mentioned earlier in previewing you, with the three guys who are left, Kershaw, Verlander, and Scherzer. Oh, by the way, let's not forget, Max Scherzer did start that game last night.
Right, right.
Those three guys, when they leave, unless the game changes in an enormous way, we're just not going to see guys like that. And Kershaw has had this historic, legendary career, but it's also been riddled with playoff ineptitude. And you probably got some of this, but I felt like he was warming up every inning, just over and over and over again. For him then to come in with the bases loaded when he's leaving the game, and he knows history too.
Sure.
And to get that out, by the way, one of those pitches was ball four. But then for Erdman to have the glove flip, I mean, theater doesn't get much better than that.
No, you often hear people talk about certain games, whatever sport, and, you know, you couldn't write a script any better type of thing. And for him to come in, you know, I saw an interview with him pre-series that talked about adjusting to the role of coming out of the bullpen and how to establish a routine and get comfortable. But getting up and getting hot multiple times, and then you're faced with that situation where your margin of error is zero.
Yeah, right.
It's zero. And then, of course it runs to a full count. And, you know, hitter protects, and he probably chases a little bit. But then they make the play, and they get off the field. And like you said, if that goes the other way and game three turns out to be the determining factor of the direction of the series, it just would be a really, really unfortunate little caveat to, you know, what Kershaw's career has been about.
Well, and as indomitable as the Dodgers are, the bugaboo this year has been the bullpen, right? That, you know, Sasaki really was a failure as a starter, and he's emerged. And Trinan, you know, you never know if you can trust him. All of a sudden they bring in these two guys for the last six innings – who both pitched about the some of the data. It's only the last time you played in the game yourself.
Sure.
And they were amazing. They were unhittable.
Well, welcome to the world, Will Klein, right? I mean, who is Will Klein?
Yeah.
I mean, I really didn't know a lot about him. And then he goes out and pitches four innings and probably throws more pitches than he has and who knows how long.
Yep.
But it's just kind of, you know, the thing about baseball, you can say that football is an American sport. We all get that. But you'll see things that you're unexpected. And, you know, the big storyline in this series is get to the bullpens. And and in this game, okay, we get to both bullpens. And, by the way, we're going to see about 10, 11, 12 innings of zeros. So you just don't know how it's going to unfold.
The Paul Molitor with us, a couple last questions. We'll let him go. I think it might have been, I forget if it was Jeff Passan or Jason Stark had the note, too, that in the very crowded Dodgers clubhouse, exhausted Dodgers clubhouse, this 89-year-old man made sure to go over and shake Will Klein's hand. That man's name is Sandy Koufax. I mean, can you imagine what that whole experience was? The game, and Sandy Koufax shows the compassion, the decency to come find you and congratulate you after the game.
Well, first of all, you give Sandy Koufax credit for sticking out the game, right?
Yes, correct.
Is he 90? I'm not 80, even sure.
89, and he looks way better than I do. Okay.
Well, I'll just tell you, Chad, that, you know, getting into Cooperstown, I mean, obviously, it's an incredible honor. But you get to meet a lot of the people that you just – that really propelled your passion for the game. And a few of them are more intimidating than others. And the first time that I had a chance to talk or shake Sandy Koufax's hands, I won't forget that. And couldn't have been more gracious back then, you know, whatever it was, 2004. And he always finds a way to make it back to Cooperstown. He might come in Saturday night and leave Sunday night. You read that seam a lot.
That's
but,
great.
But just the mystique around Sandy Koufax. And for him to make that gesture, Will Klein will not forget that.
Was it similar to when you shook Common's hand for the first time?
Who's that?
It might be a mutual friend of ours who might be talking right now.
Yeah,
okay, last thing. You need to see music at the Armory. I've got about 10, geez, I got well into double figures concerts at the Armory. It's a great place to see music.
Well, I was impressed just by the way they laid it out last night for this particular event. The sound was good. It looks like it would be fun because it's big enough, but not too big.
Yep,
where I can imagine that certain acts and certain, you know, whoever might be in there, it'd be definitely worthwhile to check out.
Great as always, sir. I appreciate it. Enjoy the day. Maybe get some rest, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. You be well. Thanks, Jeff.
Paul Molitor right here. Doesn't get better than that in baseball. Right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That is an example of an interview where we are just incredibly lucky, where you can get a guy just alone Paul Molitor's pedigree, right? I mean, 500, I just remind you, in six games, that's what he hit in the World Series.
It's a good number.
Ballpark guess how many strikeouts you think he had in the 93 World Series when he was the MVP.
One.
Zero. Zero.
I would have put the over-under at a half.
Drove in eight runs, and as he jokes, if the game goes like two more innings, Shohei tops it all in one game. But to have him with that insight, with that humor, we're just incredibly lucky. And also just a shout-out to Starkey. My God. There might be somebody who's talking right now who, because of what I was born with and because of what my father was born with, too, it's not just the broadcasting side, but there's a bit of congenital with some hearing issues. And then me, much, much more than my father. You know, my father just had the Sunday show. I've had, since May of 90, a daily talk show. Listen with these jumbo headphones on.
Not to mention all the
and then the Wolves.
Play-by-play
and
then
the Wolves.
And
it absolutely positively concerns me. And it's an issue now. You know it. My hearing is not where it should be at 60. And when Starkey is trying to reach 1/7 of the population of the planet. Take that in. Take that in. My father had this gentleman named Ray who had had significant hearing issues himself, and he was incredibly kind to my father. So I know there's a lot of ways to help your hearing out, and I'm getting paid nothing for this, but bravo to Starkey.
Well, the power they do and influence they have just to put on an event like they do every year. But last night, hey, let's go to the Armory.
Yeah.
We'll have everyone there.
Yes.
Elton John,
who's
retired.
Touring. Yeah.
He's going to come out and play for an hour, and then we'll have Kevin Costner's band over in that corner. Enjoy your meal, folks.
Yeah. And they raised just staggering amounts of money on one night. So the Austins, bravo.
As far as Molitor, insight, I find it run of the mill, frankly.
I mean, you're a little insulted that I have you here.
I'm a great guest when it comes to hardball.
Yeah. Well, you're still going back to Correa and the play that happened.
Against the Blue Jays.
Against the Blue Jays.
Was it Bichette, I think, trying to get home?
Yes, and everyone's going nuts about Correa and what a brilliant play. But you, earlier in the show, this is almost like an Am I Wrong callback, you know, like a best of Am I Wrong, where you had said, calm down. It really wasn't that great a play.
And it's a lazy play. You got lucky.
I pushed back at you a little bit. But then Molly would join us like 2 hours later, and he goes, gotta be honest, I don't think Correa made the right play. And if I had a video of these three examples, your daughter's born, your wedding day, or when Paul Molitor agreed with you at that play, where did you show more pride? It was that day.
It's not even in the same ballpark. It's not even in the same league.
Oh, my God. If there's ever a man preening like a peacock at Target Field, you were right there. Okay, Chris Schaefer's going to join us in 5 minutes on will we see Jamaica again? Because it's scary. But let's just get to one of the international stories of the day, which is, because there's so much going on here. No one thought Hamas and Israel would be flawless, and you can't trust Hamas. And then story after story about frustrations by Trump and the administration on Netanyahu. Well, don't lose this story in the overwhelming amount of stories and just life you're consuming. Because Bibi ordered an immediate and powerful strike in Gaza directed at Hamas, saying they have not lived up to the peace deal multiple times. Remember, you get the hostages who were alive And then you would get the bodies of the hostages who passed. And that just hasn't happened. What a shocker. You can't trust Hamas. So is this the third or fourth one-off since that agreement? Could this all fall apart? And how involved will the administration be on the day-to-day of this, Dave? Because, again, I will say this for about the 20th time. Donald Trump and the administration deserve a great deal of praise on securing some level of ceasefire and ending the fighting.
Getting the hostages back that they got.
Getting the hostages back. Tom Friedman, like Paul Molitor, as good as it gets on the Middle East. With us, he shocked me. I think he shocked you, too. When he said with us, when I said, well, how long do you think this is going to last? Because when you think of the Middle East, you just think of conflict over and over and over again. Because I think they're done. I think they fought so hard against each other, this will not resume. Well, at some level, it's not to the level it was. But where might this go? So let's see what's going on. Just adding more on the plate. And oh, by the way, we got the president about to meet with the leader of China and the implications on that. Okay. Jamaica and Melissa and this enormous storm. Our friend Chris Schaefer from Channel 4 is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
God, that hurts. And it's also accurate. Maybe one day I'll just line up, you know, four or five people who fit in that category.
I mean, you said it for a reason.
And I'll just be in the fetal position over in the corner. Chris Schaefer is here. How are you, sir?
I felt like one of the judges on Dancing with the Stars while you were delivering the forecast.
Thoughts?
You did marvelous. Your enunciation, the rain, beautiful.
Okay, among the reality shows that we've had over the last 5,000 years, the Schaefer household was most locked into which reality show?
Dancing with the Stars tops the list.
Yep.
And then every variation of The Bachelor. Golden Bachelor, Male Bachelor, Female Bachelor, you name it, they keep me updated. I don't watch them, but I know everything about them.
sure, you don't watch them. There was a point where about, I'd say, four or five Bachelors in a row, I was all in. I liked it. I liked the backbutting. Shockingly, Chris, I like more of The Bachelor with the attractive women. I don't know why.
I get it.
I just don't know why. I haven't fallen back in that routine as much. You know, we were talking music. We were talking baseball with Paul Molitor on a couple segments ago. And I was mentioning the Armory. Now, I know you're a music lover. Give me the two or three places you most like to see music in town.
First Avenue is always fun just because the whole Prince vibe and just the intimacy of it, I would say that. Oh, boy, let me think. I went to one. It's over by Target Field. You're going to laugh. I saw Rick Springfield there, of all people.
Oh, how long ago was that?
He did not bring Jesse's girl. It was just him solo.
Yeah.
This was a couple of years ago. It was a benefit for heart conditions and stuff like that. Rock
Dave,
for the Heart is what
it's called.
You
know that place. I know what you're talking about. It's literally almost butts up against Target Field.
Yeah, I parked where a lot of people park for the stadium.
Not the new Fillmore, was it?
That's it.
That's it. The Fillmore. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The Fillmore.
That was awesome. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Have you tried?
How about you?
First half, 100%. Really like the Palace. And
nice.
The Armory has to be up there, too. You got to understand, be prepared, you're going to stand. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, unless you go up in the Chris Schaefer seats where you sit. But I've been down low, and again, double figure shows. I really like it. Okay, let's jump in. You know that this is a creature of your job. You hear it so many times, whether it's the weather here in town or elsewhere. When something significant is going to happen, you have a portion of the population that says, I get it. Chris is really good. I believe him. Another part says, okay, I hear this too much, too many times. Melissa and this giant storm, which is a Category 5, 185 miles per hour. What are we talking about? How much attention should all of us be paying to this storm?
Well, I think it's one of those storms that, let's say you're not into golf, for example, which is hard to believe somebody wouldn't be into golf. But if I'm talking about the accomplishments of Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, you name some of the greats, even if you're not into golf, I think you can appreciate some of the eye-popping statistics that come out of that.
Very good.
I would say the same with Melissa, because the first thing people say is, it's not hit in the United States. Why do I care? Well, the people of Jamaica certainly care. It's going to pass over Cuba, the Bahamas. If you've ever vacationed in Jamaica or the Bahamas, it's going to look different. There's no doubt. Beaches are going to be eroded. Towns are going to be in very rough shape, rebuilding for years, essentially. And then just the magnitude of this storm. I mean, Category 5s don't happen a lot. Here's a good example.
Yeah.
You remember the name Camille?
Yep,
that was
for
in 1969. Andrew, that decimated Florida. That was 1992. We still remember it.
Yep.
Michael was in 2018. Dorian hit the Bahamas in 2019. Katrina, of course, is a big one.
Yep.
That was not a Category 5 when it hit.
It's a good reminder.
It was when it was spinning out in the Gulf. So this is going to be one of those, Melissa, because it's tied the second strongest wind speed. It's third based on its low pressure behind other memorable names like Hurricane Wilma in 05, Hurricane Gilbert in 88. Melissa's definitely going to be retired. And it's interesting that you get your number retired for greatness in sports.
Yeah.
You get your name retired for awfulness with hurricanes.
Part of what Dave and I were discussing off air when we were consuming some of this information, looking forward to this conversation, how slow this storm seems to be moving, even with the ferocity of the winds. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, and part of it is because it's been entrenched in the Gulf waters, the Caribbean waters, that are very warm, and the wind shear, which would break apart these storms, was very low. So it was almost an ideal setup for this perfect storm. I shouldn't use the word perfect for it because that's too nice of a word. Yeah. But so it was crawling at about 3 miles per hour, sitting and spinning, essentially. And early on, that was okay because it was a fish storm, as we call it. It's just affecting fish, nothing on land. And then it started creeping to the north and affecting Jamaica. The only positive, Chad, is that it is starting to pick up forward speed now. I believe it's up to about 8 miles per hour. It'll be at double digits miles per hour within the next few hours, and that'll carry it out farther. But, you know, there's little statistics. I brought one up yesterday that seemed to grab people's attention. An odd thing about this storm, and it happens with a lot of hurricanes, there are several species of birds that are essentially trapped within the eye of this hurricane. They might have mustered it out when the front leading edge winds came. Then they got into the eye of the storm. And I'm not kidding. It's like a beautiful sunny day there. The wind is calm in the eye. Mm-hmm. The sky is blue. The birds are flying around. They start to head north, south, east, west. And boom, they hit this wall of wind, turn around. So they're just kind of trapped. They got nowhere to go unless, you know, they're like, hey, Bob, I'm going for it. I'm going to try to cut through this, 185 mile per hour wind. So that's an interesting little tidbit a lot of people don't think about with these storms.
Okay, so how long do you expect it to be on land, Jamaica, and the same thing for Cuba?
It will clear Jamaica later on tonight. It will continue to lose its wind speed because of friction. Basically, it's the land masses, the trees. Things are going to slow the winds down at the surface. So it'll likely drop to a Category 4 by the time it exits Jamaica later on tonight. It should hit eastern Cuba earlier in the day tomorrow, make its way toward the Bahamas by tomorrow afternoon. And once it clears the Bahamas, it's but a memory. It'll just spin off in the Atlantic and continue to weaken. So the next 48 hours are critical for the Caribbean down there. We're going to hear and see some devastating images once it clears Jamaica. That's just part of the deal. And Jamaica, they've been pretty spared. The last time they had a Category 5 there was in 1988.
Why is that?
The last... They take these different directions. That's why, like, Katrina swung up into the Gulf. You got ones that hit eastern Florida, ones that hit western Florida. A lot of it depends on the steering winds. It's kind of like the butterfly effect, essentially. If something can nudge it one way early in the game, it can continue that trajectory. And we've been pretty lucky so far this season that so far the bulk of them have all been winging north up into the middle of the Atlantic and caused no issues. And here we are late in hurricane season, and we're getting a doozy.
Because, and reminding folks, this is Chris Schaefer. You hear Chris all the time giving forecasts here on CCO Radio. Obviously, see him as the chief meteorologist at WCCO-TV. Because this is moving so far to the east, will there be any residual effect on the east coast of the states?
None. Nope. No, we'll be completely spared. This one isn't going to creep up to the Carolinas or do like Sandy did and make its way all the way up the coast. It's essentially moving to the northeast right now, north-northeast, and it'll take more of a northeastern trajectory. So picture like a Vikings field goal going wide right. That's about what it's going to do, and that's a good thing.
Or right now a Vikings defensive player trying to tackle someone.
Don't get me started. You know, Chad, I bleed purple. I'm a face painter. I am so into the Vikings, and I am so struggling.
You're bleeding right now profusely.
I am bleeding purple.
Okay, last points. Are you buying any of the La Nina projections for not just here but across the country?
I put it right there with a Farmer's Almanac. It's something good to talk about and say, hey, did you hear that? We're going to get a lot of snow and it's going to be cold. But no, anytime you're going beyond 7 days of forecasting, it gets less and less accurate. So to try to predict an entire winter is ludicrous. I think the stats during La Niñas as well as El Niños are about 50-50. So if you have a shiny quarter in your pocket, you could judge it that way as well.
We have, Dave, what would you say, normal size refrigerator over here on the second floor, or maybe even a little bit smaller.
I'd say for today's refrigerators, it's probably on the small side.
So small, right? What sort of setup do you have over there, TV? Do you have a nice area if you bring food in to put in the fridge and stuff?
We have a lot of interesting science experiments going on in our two refrigerators.
Yeah.
The one back by the engineering room by the studios is pretty much empty. It's either because people don't put a lot in there or people pirate the food out of there.
Oh, yeah.
But the one by the newsroom, you're taking your chances if you eat something that's not yours because I don't know how long it's been there.
Well, we used to have a producer here who's still a friend of both of ours, Kyle Sheely. He would determine on his own when the food was in there too long, and then he would claim it and have it for lunch.
Usually, if he saw it, it had been in there too long.
Exactly. If he saw it and he was hungry, I mean, there were four or five times I'm like, Kyle, I know you took it. I brought that in today. Oh, and I need Adam here to do the Kyle. You know, oh, I thought it was in there for a couple of days. It's my food. Okay.
But it's like a 5-second rule, but, you know, for somebody else's food.
Today, in this relatively smallish size fridge, we have a full-size loaf of bread. Full-size loaf of bread. If I make Chris Schaefer the refrigerator czar on the second floor of WCCO Radio, where do you stand on a full, not a single slice out of it, right there, full size of bread? It's too much, right? Are you okay with that?
Taking up too much space. you got to go. That loaf has to go. Pick your two favorite slices and kick the rest to the curb. That's unacceptable.
Dave, you willing to take that out? Put them in like, I don't know, Reynolds wrap or something. Leave a couple there and say, put it on top and just leave this note. Be better.
No, I think we teach him a lesson. We find the heaviest thing in the fridge and set it right on top.
Squish the bread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Carrying that to your studio like a football down the streets of Minneapolis?
Well, it wasn't Carson Wentz in his left arm. We know that.
Well, clearly. He can't.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy the day, guys.
He's excellent. Chris Schaefer, again, you'll hear him at the top of the hour, some shows the bottom of the hour, all the time on TV, and just a very good human being, Chris Schaefer, giving us info. Yes or no, you have a smallish fridge at work. Can you bring an entire loaf of bread? We're no, right? Come on.
It's a hard no.
Say an absolute.
Respect the space.
Yeah, respect the space. And then we need Ginny or Kyle to come back and throw it away.
Laura Oaks, also a very good
Laura
fridge
Oaks,
cleaner.
Also, is she back now? Or we got no Susie today, so this could be Tuesday when she's working on a project, or she was in New York, too. So, 651-461-9226. It takes a lot of, yes or no, does it take a lot of hubris to bring in
Chutzpah.
And who most likely in the Odyssey family brought in the loaf of bread? Who decided, it's my fridge, I'll use it however I want? Who are your suspects?
Couldn't have been Susie. She would have left it in the sink.
Oh, yeah. It'd be in the sink, and, you know, it'd be a lot of things going on.
Crumbs everywhere.
651-461-9226. Stretching. You see Chris Schaefer on TV? It's a man who's in still pretty damn good shape. He's 90. Doesn't look 90, but he's 90. How are you and your ribs doing today?
Perhaps slightly better, but we're still having problems.
Okay, so if you go to Stretch Lab, again, Mason-Dixon line. Yeah,
keep it low.
Keep it low. Keep it low. I need it. I just received a reminder from Stretch Lab about checking them out. They are great. I mean this. Next year will be 7 years for me going to Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. Train professionals who will help you if you're a golfer trying to squeeze in the last rounds. Maybe you're a golfer who's already got a plan to stretch, get in better shape from maybe a winter trip or just next year. Maybe you're somebody saying, hey, it's winter. I now want to overall be in better shape. Maybe you're somebody who stretches a fair amount, but you want somebody else to stretch you and get some better fundamentals and feel better. 12-plus locations in the metro area, north, south, east, west. Train professionals. Get that 50-minute session. You'll be better off for it. You'll feel taller, and you'll be signing up for another session before you leave. StretchLab.com. We're going to get to caregivers, the Target layoffs, and then at the bottom of the hour next hour, Jamie Yuccas. I want more texts. Are you okay with a giant loaf of bread in a small fridge at work? And if you are, why are you still on this planet?
Yeah, this isn't like a pumpkin bread, a banana
no.
bread. This is just sandwich bread. It's a big old loaf.
Big old loaf in... You're right. Fridges are now enormous. Yeah, Odyssey...
This one's not.
Yeah. Odyssey with us peons on the second floor. No. It's newish. But when we all saw it, we're all like, this was the... I'm not buying it's new.
Okay. Oh, it's a Facebook marketplace, guaranteed.
Yeah, a guarantee.
Yeah.
Right.
We got a good deal on it.
No, you cannot bring a giant loaf of bread. What else are you going to bring here? Your rotisserie chicken? Not cut up yet?
A selection of deli meats would be okay.
Yeah.
Five or six condiments.
How about you got your turkey already for Thanksgiving? Just put it right there in the fridge.
It's got to thaw for several days.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's suggesting Adam Carter. I'll get to Adam Carter a second. Let me remind you, your Lindis construction time check is 156. Time to give your home a new look. The siding installation labor is 50% off through the end of the month. That's nice. No, not Adam.
No. Mm-mm. He's clanging and banging. Can't do that many carbs.
Yeah, exactly. He's very
Mr. Protein.
You know, he drops some LBs. Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go dark horse. One of our sales weasels upstairs, they're rarely here. I don't know. I mean, I never see them. And they think they can sneak down here. And use the fridge. Because you sometimes see some of the sales guys from upstairs come down and use our disgusting bathroom when maybe their stomach's not right.
Sure. Just add to the stench.
You have the beautiful, nice bathroom up there. Stay there. Stay there. Susie is always a possibility because there are no rules with Susie. She doesn't care about any rules. She cares about rules as much as Trump cares about the Constitution. They're comparable, right?
Yeah.
Right? Where's our treat today, too? Remember, Susie was going to give us a treat yesterday.
She failed.
And she's had all day.
Mm-hmm.
No treat. No Vanita.
No. No Vanita, no Jimmy.
No.
Could be DJ. Family just got back into town, pick up a loaf of bread this morning and just throw it in there
it
for the day.
It would be from Botswana. It'd be Botswana.
It could be Botswana bread.
Yeah, that's it. What do we got next? We got a little CBS. We got a little Ari.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.